Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today we're presenting an episode of Stories Pod Chats, and it's part two of our Disney bracket. Tune in to find out our number one favorite Disney movie. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free, head over to patreon.com/stories and join for just $1 a month. If you'd like access to all of our ebooks or to receive a thank you in a future episode, that's also available at patreon.com/stories. We have Stories Podcast merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, and now we're also on Cameo. Check us out over there if you'd like to get a personal video message for someone special. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now here's a word from our sponsors.
Hey, grown-ups, power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Thanks! Enjoy the episode! Hello! Welcome to Stories Pod Chats. Today we're doing part two of our bracket episode, and I'm your host, Amanda Weldon.
And I'm your other host, Kelsey Lee.
And I'm Brock Rackets, here to talk brackets. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Oh, we are so excited, Brock. We are excited, Brock Rackets, to talk brackets with you.
Hey, you want to finish that Disney bracket we started?
Yes.
Can we?
Yeah. As okay. A matter of fact, it's bracket time right now.
Wow.
So we started with the top 64 ranked Disney movies. We're down to 32 now, and today we're going to pick our winner. And our first matchup of the day is a fish who loves to swim versus a man who loves to swing. It's Nemo versus Tarzan.
Oh, okay. I'm going to vote for Finding Nemo. Tarzan's great. Soundtrack's great. Nemo.
Correct. That is the correct answer. I concur.
All right. And since we're in the final rounds, as we go, we'll pick the winner faster. But as these wayward heroes fall, why don't you say a few kind words?
Tarzan, thank you so much for your glorious soundtrack by Phil Collins. You just cannot measure up to the silliness of Dory and the excellence of that little girl in the dentist's office with the goldfish. So, Tarzan, thank you for your service.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Tarzan, you swing on out of here. Next up, it is the two strong young women who are a little on the strange side. We have Alice versus Pocahontas.
I'm going to vote for Pocahontas.
Alice, thank you so much for your incredible cast of characters. I love the big caterpillar. I love the Queen of Hearts. And I love the off with your heads. But, you know, it's all about Pocahontas for me. I have always wanted to see what is just around the river bend. And I know that Pocahontas is it for me. So goodbye, Alice.
Goodbye.
And I always wanted a best friend who was a raccoon, but not in the cards for Brock Rackets. Next up, we got two stories about boats, Little Mermaid versus Treasure Planet.
Okay, that's a loose.
Prince Eric does sail a boat. Tell me I'm wrong.
All right.
I'm going to vote for the Little Mermaid, even though I do think that Treasure Planet is a masterpiece. It's just a different kind of masterpiece than the Little Mermaid. And the Little Mermaid is really, we're going to use this word a lot, but it's iconic.
Thank you so much, Treasure Planet, but it's not it for me. I love The Little Mermaid so fervently.
Treasure Planet, a beautiful, fun adventure story, a great retelling of Treasure Island, but you're walking the plank. Say goodnight.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Next up, we have the story of two unlikely friendships. The first, a fox and a hound. The second, a dragon and a girl. It's Mulan versus Fox and the Hound.
Oh, the Fox and the Hound is so, such a beautiful story. I'm going to give it a lot of love, but I'm going to choose Mulan.
Yes. Thank you so much, Fox and the Hound, for such beautiful, cuddly creatures on screen and a heartwarming tale. But I cannot ever choose not Mulan.
Let's get down to business. Fox, you're out. That's the business we're doing today. Kicking out foxes. It's not a lot, but it's honest work. Next up.
Goodbye. It is...
Next up, it's the story of a boy who wants to become real and a girl who wants to become really free. Pinocchio versus Tangled.
All right. Okay. Tangled. Excellent. Excellent songs. Excellent voices. Excellent. Excellent, beautiful animation. Pinocchio is so... It has a whale. It has a Geppetto. It has a cricket. I feel that when I wish upon a star, I'm wishing for Pinocchio.
I vote Tangled. I love it so much. Oh, I think it's goodness. So fun. I think that Pinocchio's given us all it can. And Tangled has some more to give.
Hold on 1 second. Let me just see. Amanda, can you say Pinocchio is better than Tangled?
Pinocchio is better than Tangled.
Oh, her nose just grew a foot. Tangled is the winner.
How dare you? Oh, I am offended.
Next up, we got the story of talking teapots versus the story of smashing robots. Beauty and the Beast versus The Incredibles.
Oh, okay. The Incredibles, really fun. Like so much energy. The characters are cool. I especially love the costume designer.
Yes.
Like how fun woman. Is she? She's mm-hmm. so sweet.
Edna Mole.
Yeah. With her hair is so severe.
But Beauty and the Beast is everything.
Yes.
It has everything.
It's a tale as old as time.
The all music right. is so beautiful.
Yep.
Yeah.
Incredibles, your cave got sucked into a jet engine. You're all done. Next up, we have the greatest gladiator versus the weakest robot. Hercules versus Wall-E.
That's so sad.
Wall-E.
You just got those little arms.
Yeah.
Wall-E has brought us so much as far as, I feel like it's a film that inspires self-reflection. I feel like it is a film that makes us consider the world around us in a new way. I think it is an excellent piece of work, piece of art, and it is a huge addition to the Disney canon. But Hercules is the best. It's so fun to sing. And I only pick Hercules.
I also pick Hercules. Wall-E, you have done us so proud.
Yes.
So proud.
So many favors.
So beautiful.
Wall-E, you rest easy, sweet prince. Herc's going on. Next up, we got two young girls dealing with big problems. It's Lilo and Stitch versus Inside Out.
Oh, this is a tough matchup.
Yes.
I'm going to vote for Inside Out. Even though Lilo and Stitch is something, I think it was something a little unexpected and something different.
Mm-hmm.
Inside Out just gives so much because...
Inside Out is another film that inspires self-reflection and it inspires insight. And it also supports us in kind of like learning our own emotions and giving them, you know, faces and names and stuff like that, which I think can be really helpful. So I also will pick Inside Out, even though, again, Lilo and Stitch, just kind of weird, but kind of a hit.
Yes. Yeah. And the music is also really fun.
I mean, they
and
do
Stitch is just a great alien, but today you're not going to phone home, Stitch. Well, actually, you are phoning home because that's where you're going because you can't stay here, but out of the bracket. Next up, we got two heavy hitters. It's the Goth Kids versus the Drama Gang. Nightmare Before Christmas versus Frozen.
Oh, tough. Okay. Because I really love The Nightmare Before Christmas. I really love it. Like, I think it's so fun. Mm-hmm. I'm going to vote Frozen.
Yeah. I maintain that Nightmare Before Christmas is kind of creepy to me. So I still like Frozen.
Sorry, Yugi Boogie Man. Don't be upset with me. Blame Amanda. That's next fine. Up, we're going with, two classics. We've got Princess and the Frog versus Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Oh.
Okay. So, for me, it's going to come down to, I guess it's going to come down to the music, and I love the music in Princess and the Frog more. And that's, I feel like solid in choosing that.
The music in Princess and the Frog is so good.
Yes.
Every single time. So good. So fun. Mm-hmm. Tiana's singing voice is
Anika Noni Rose, I think.
Oh my God.
There.
She's so talented. Mm-hmm. Perfect fit.
Yes.
The perfect fit.
Yes. Quasimodo, cool.
Yeah.
Just not as good.
The villain, Frollo, correct?
And, yeah.
Scary.
Scary.
Very good villain. Very good, you know.
Not as scary as the Witch Doctor.
Though. It's an old story. I know the Witch Doctor. Yeah. Dr. Facilier, I think. Okay. Princess and the Frog. Goodbye, yes. Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Princess and the Frog is hopping along, and Hunchback, sorry, but you've rung your last bell. Next up, it's the battle of mice versus monkeys. Aladdin versus Cinderella.
Oh, this is a really difficult pairing.
Oh, man.
Okay, I'm going to say a couple of things because Cinderella was very important to me. I really, because I love all of the three of us really.
Yeah.
Love animals.
Oh, that's not what I was going to say, but
you don't think so?
You can say, I mean, like, that's not what I love about Cinderella.
Oh, it's the animals for me.
Okay.
It's the animals all the way. It's the mice, it's the cat, it's the horse, the dog. It is on. The birds, they come in, they make her bed. Why didn't I have that? I don't know. You know, as I talk, I'm going to vote Cinderella. I was going to vote
really?
Aladdin, but I changed my mind.
Okay. I'm going to challenge you. So okay. For me, Cinderella, it's about the ball. It's about the gown. It's about the carriage, like that's turning from a pumpkin into a beautiful carriage. And I love the fairy godmother. I love the glamour of it and the majesty. But I just feel like I cannot get past the fact that Aladdin has the genie. I just love the genie.
I know.
And I can't.
I know.
I don't think I can choose. And because it still has a cool princess. It still has Jasmine. And like.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
She's
and
awesome.
Also,
she's cool. She's strong.
Mm-hmm. And Raja. I love Raja so much. Raja reminds me of Fred, my dog, for some reason. And I love him. And that's. I'm going to choose Aladdin. As a child, I would have chosen Cinderella for sure. But adult me is saying Aladdin. And it a lot has to do with Robin Williams.
I think you're missing part of Cinderella. You know, the animal part, the part before the ball, all leading up to it, it's about her kindness. There's a cool transformation, mm-hmm. of course, and that's beautiful, mm-hmm. and it's awesome to mm-hmm. see her reflect it the way she really probably feels inside.
Mm-hmm.
But it shows that she's that person all along. I love it.
I get what you're saying, and I do think that those parts of the, you know, film are very fun. But I just think that the story and the characters in Aladdin are richer. That's what I'm going to pick. That's where I'm going.
All right. Amanda, Team L. Kelsey, Team Cinderella. Me, coming down on the side of Aladdin. Aladdin moves on. Sorry, Cinderella, but you're going to have to live as a street rat for a while. See how you like it. Next up, we have two classic battles of the Beast. It's the Rumble in the Jungle. Jungle Book versus 101 Dalmatians.
Oh, okay. I'm going to vote 101 Dalmatians. I rewatched it recently,
okay.
And it held up. The animation is so cute. The beginning is so cute when they walk, the owners walk with their dogs who look like them. And and then the puppies are watching that TV program. And it's so cute. And Jungle Book, as fun as it is, it's not as memorable to me as the 101 Dalmatians.
Okay, I guess I have an opposite feeling. I feel like Jungle Book for me is more memorable and it has more like I don't know, just like visual interest, I guess. All the characters are very different and 101 Dalmatians is just like 101 of like the same dog.
Dalmatians.
But but
they 100, all have their own personalities.
I mean, I do agree, but the one thing that 101 Dalmatians does have that is important to me is Cruella de Vil. Cruella de Vil is a fantastic villain. I love her hair. I love her whole vibe.
Yeah. And I want to add too that I'm not sure if you saw Cruella, the recent origin story. So good. And it really added another layer to the story. So I'd recommend seeing that if you haven't.
I'll watch it later, Kelsey. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. We need a winner.
101 Dalmatians.
I guess so. I do feel guilty not picking Jungle Book. I really like Jungle Book, but I'm willing to let this one go because I did just get Aladdin.
Nothing to feel guilty about, but since you voted against them, the jungle is being paved into a parking lot.
Oh.
Sorry, Jungle Book.
Goodbye.
Next up, the story of two big lovable dudes, Wreck-It Ralph versus Winnie the Pooh.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I think Wreck-It Ralph really just was awesome. It was so cool, so fun. There was a sequel.
Yeah.
A sequel that also was just as good, if I remember.
Yeah, he breaks the internet.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, good for them, but it's Winnie the Pooh,
it's
obviously.
Winnie the Pooh. I really want to give Wreck-It Ralph an honorable mention because I really did enjoy it. And I think it was so different and so fun.
I think there are a lot of honorable mentions.
Yeah, it's a tough bracket. Yeah.
Yeah.
Winnie the Pooh is so good.
Yeah.
The songs. So, and I think explicitly we're talking The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, that first movie.
The feature length film. Like the big, yeah.
Where there's a bunch, and there's smaller stories.
Where you got Heffalumps and Woozles. You got Pooh getting stuck in Rabbit's hole.
Yeah, so you have the cute soundtrack that really goes with, that. It's so cute.
I think, and Eeyore is a character that has lingered and is like an archetype, and I just, Eeyore.
Thanks for noticing him.
Yeah.
A Heffalump or Woozle is very confusal. A Heffalump or Woozle's very sly.
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 Loved it.
Well, sorry, Wreck-It Ralph. The rain's going to come and wash you right into piglets. Next up.
That did happen. And the rain came down in rushing, riving rivulets till the river crept out of its bed.
And swept right into piglets. Next up, it's Cusco versus Coco. Emperor's New Groove versus Coco.
The Emperor's New Groove was a movie I watched all the time. I know Amanda mentioned in the last episode that she watched some of these movies at sleepovers. I watched this at every sleepover with my best friend who lived down the street. We quoted it all the time. It was just one of those fun movies that we always talked about. But when I saw Coco, I cried. It was so good. So moving. So nice. Such a cool story. So interesting. So much culture. It's Coco.
I think, I'll give this one to Coco, too. I think it has a really important, it just tackles a really important subject, I think, which I like when the movies that we're talking about give people a way to discuss things that might otherwise be hard to talk about. So I feel like Coco, I'm going to give this one to Coco, even though Emperor's New Groove, very fun, very silly.
I think Emperor's New Groove is more rewatchable, but, you know, Coco has it. Emperor's New Groove, sorry. Pull the lever.
Pull the lever, Grunk!
Next up, hey, hope you're ready for some big old cats. Zootopia versus Lion King.
I am ready for big cats.
Yeah.
For me, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
It's Lion King. Zootopia, you were so sweet. Great job.
Yes, thank you for
your participating.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Yeah.
You know.
But you're not going to beat the Lion King.
It's just, no. I don't know who is going to beat the Lion King.
It's spoiler. So good. You know, I have not seen it on Broadway. I don't know if you have.
No, I haven't.
I was trying to convince friends of mine to go, but it can be quite expensive. So if you have the chance to see that on Broadway, let me know how it is. Because I can't afford it.
Yeah.
Lion King hanging out on Pride Rock, Zootopia in the Boneyard. Next up, we have... This is going to be a tough one for Amanda especially. We have the pivotal Moana, beautiful songs versus a goofy movie.
It's Moana.
How dare you?
It's Moana. It's Moana.
No, I know. Sorry. I know that it is. I know that it is. Yeah. Just sort of, you know, if I zoom out and look at it and look at all the parts and all the pieces and all that kind of stuff. For me personally... I think a goofy movie has a special place in my heart.
It's an awesome movie.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yes.
Moana is it's next level. It has the strong female character. It has the awesome, awesome animal sidekicks.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Amazing.
Yeah. I can't argue with you.
And the parents.
Yeah. I can't argue with you.
The community, the sea.
Oh, the big treasure crab.
Goofy movie.
Oh my God, the treasure crab.
Goofy movie has that guy who squeezes squeezy cheese in his mouth, and it's just like funny. Really funny. I love Goofy movie. And when Goofy opens the can with his teeth, and it's like pretty cool. I don't know.
The food in Goofy movie all looks so good. They have the cheesiest pizza, the stringiest cheese.
Yes.
And when you look back too, so you know we watched it as kids, and you're like, oh, this dad really is going to make this kid go on a. It's a cross country road trip, it's a road trip.
Yes.
And. Oh my God, like poor kid. And then you watch it as an adult and you're like, oh my God, this poor dad.
Yes, that's what I mean. It's one of those ones where it's just like, it's a very well-rounded and well-crafted story that includes the perspectives of many people and really holds up that you can continue to love it through your lifespan.
I'm gonna propose something. it's the heart award. It's like Miss Congeniality
in
the pageant. And I think it should, you know, I don't think we should vote just yet, but I think we should introduce that and put the Goofy movie on the short list for that award.
Okay. All right. If we're going to do a short list, can we do the Goofy movie and then can we do Rescuers?
Yeah. Yeah. From last time. Oh, wait. It didn't make it last time.
It didn't make it, but that's one of the ones that I think that we all, I don't remember what it was up against before, but it was one where we...
It was up against Aladdin, so it was tough. It was a tough one,
but Rescuers is one that I think...
I like it.
Sorry, Goofy Movie, we love you very much, and all due respect, but you're going right in the trash, because you don't move on.
Oh.
All right, that wraps up the round of 32, and now we're on to the Sweet 16. That means there's going to be a lot of favorites against favorites. It's going to get started getting pretty heated as we creep into the finale here. And here we go. To start us off, it's the surface versus the sea. Pocahontas versus Finding Nemo.
For me, this is probably going to be the easiest one based on what I remember. It's Pocahontas for me.
Oh, yeah.
Finding Nemo, you are so great and you deserve so much love.
So many fun little characters, so many fun little moments.
Like, how fun is the turtle, the sea turtle?
Oh, yeah. I completely forgot about him. There's just a lot of great characters, a lot of great little details in Finding Nemo. But Pocahontas, I can't not.
Or do you still wait for me, dream giver?
Yes.
Just around the river bend.
Yeah, I just want to paint with all the colors of the wind forever. And it's Pocahontas.
Yep. How high does the sycamore grow?
If you cut it down, you'll never know.
I think about that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. Lots of thoughts about sycamores.
Yeah.
Yep.
I have a Disney songbook and I played a lot of these songs like at the piano.
I had that Pocahontas piano book.
Well, Finding Nemo, you're great, but you're suffering for your lack of beautiful music. Sorry, Finding Nemo, but you're... Gonna get lost. Next up. All right, Amanda, Kelsey, sorry to do this to you. This is gonna be a knockout, drag out fight, but it is Little Mermaid versus Mulan.
Oh.
It is really tough. Okay, I really, really loved Mulan.
Yeah.
I really loved it.
Mulan is a great story. It has really good themes, and it has a really good sort of, I think, message. I don't know that. Yes. And I think in that way, it really can't compete with Little Mermaid. Like, our Little Mermaid really can't compete with Mulan, because I don't think that there's as much, maybe, dare I say, like, substance in the Little Mermaid.
Substance, tact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But but at the same time, and maybe this is just my, like, autobiographical kind of, like, this is the significance that it has in my life. Like, the Little Mermaid, was crucial for me.
Yeah.
And Mulan, excellent, but I think it came out when I was in, like, maybe almost middle school. So I think
maybe
I was
a little bit older.
Yeah.
But I don't think that it's an unpopular opinion that The Little Mermaid would beat out Mulan in this category, which is unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a close contest. But I do think that majority of people would probably agree.
I think Little Mermaid edges it out. I think it just, because it has the sad stuff, but it also has, like, more fun songs. Mulan's kind of short on, like, really fun, bouncy songs. And Little Mermaid kind of has both, I think.
Yeah, the dancey songs. Like, we have, obviously, Make a Man Out
Under
of You.
Under the Sea.
Yeah, and we have, you know, Swift as the Coursing River, which is obviously
And that beautiful important. Reflection song, I think you sang once.
Yeah. I sang it at in Disney World on at American Idol.
Oh.
Yeah.
What is that story?
We were in Disney World at Hollywood Studios in Orlando, and they had the American Idol attraction, which is no longer there. And you would compete and sing, and I sang Reflection.
Yeah. Reflection is an incredible song. Part of Your World is better, I think.
Walking around on those, what do you call them?
Feet.
Flipping your fins, you don't get too far.
Legs are required for jumping, dancing.
Okay. All right. It's Little Mermaid.
It has to be the Little Mermaid. And I do have conflict about it, but I just, my love for
And we
that
agree,
film.
So it's not like we're fighting about it.
Yeah.
We're just fighting with our inner.
Sorry, Mulan, but we just gotta learn what they call those things you walk around on. We're going Little Mermaid. Oh, we're getting to some heavy hitters now, guys. Now it's the battle of the hair. We got the hairiest versus the hairiest. It is Tangled versus Beauty and the Beast.
All right. I let Tangled slide by before, but I'm not doing that again.
I vote Tangled.
What? Seriously?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast.
I vote Tangled.
Absolutely not. I cannot. Beauty and the Beast was really important, not just in my personal history, but also like as a film. Like, it was nominated for an Academy Award for like Best Picture, not just Best Animated. It was really good, and it is really good, and the music is really good, and I love Mrs. Potts, and I just feel. And Gaston, who
didn't
is
you
terrible.
Play Mrs. Potts in
yes,
a play?
Yes, of course I did. That was obviously the part that I played when I was in Beauty and the Beast. And that's just, I can't.
No one fights like Gaston except Tangled.
No.
It fights back.
No. Yeah. I guess Dan or Brock Rackets, I.
Hold on.
I'm Brock Rackets, and I love to talk brackets. Dan's not here today.
Listen, Brock Rackets, we're talking brackets, and I really need you to be on my team on this one, because I feel really
strongly.
Well,
let's hear the other side. What do you have to say about Tangled that makes it so good?
It's the adventure. This fiercely independent woman goes on this beautiful adventure and finds her way home. I love it. But the music is so fun. It's so fun.
I think the music in Tangled is fun, but you know what? No one's really still singing it. And Beauty and the Beast, to this very day, it's a tale as old as time. And you know what? Time's pretty ding-dang old. Gonna give it to Beauty and the Beast.
Thank you. Goodbye. Thank you.
Sorry, Tangled, but you're gonna go float away on a paper lantern.
Oh, goodbye.
Such a beautiful image.
Next up, we got The Greatest Gladiator versus possibly an even greater gladiator, Your Own Emotions. It's Hercules versus Inside Out.
Oh, it's Hercules.
Yeah. So sorry.
Inside Out, you're awesome. You're an awesome tool,
yes,
too.
Yes, I love to use
especially
it,
especially for, anyone in the mental health field, for mm-hmm. counseling, mm-hmm. for educators. You're awesome. Great
yeah.
job.
Really good.
Awesome.
Really good voices, really good actors yeah. providing voices yeah. in that movie. But Hercules has, again, the most incredible soundtrack.
Who put the Glad in Gladiator?
Hercules.
Hercules put the Glad in Gladiator, and you know what? He had 12 tasks, and one of them wasn't beating this movie because he did this without trying. Hercules moves on. Next up, we've got the icy peaks of Frozen versus what to do with swamp or the bayou.
Oh, no. Okay, so it's controversial. I know it is. I'm definitely going to vote Princess and the Frog. I cannot get enough of the soundtrack, and Idina Menzel, you're awesome. You're awesome. Let mm-hmm. It Go is awesome. Princess and the Frog, your soundtrack is everything. Everything. I'm Princess and the Frog, yeah. And I know it's not popular. I understand.
I am comfortable with this. I feel yeah. like... I think also maybe Frozen's a little like overplayed. Like,
which isn't its fault.
No, yeah.
Frozen is a victim of its own success a little.
Yes. Yeah, and I will...
Oh, sorry.
No, I will also say that I do appreciate that the main love story in Frozen is the sisters.
Yeah.
I do think that that is a nice thing to see. I think right. that I really enjoy when these movies do not have a romance at the center or right. like a marriage at the center.
Like Moana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I do think that this is a really wonderful story of sisterly connection and like family and loyalty like that. But I guess I do. I enjoy the vibe of Princess and the Frog yeah. more. I enjoy the music. Yeah. I enjoy the like the energy of it.
And I want to bring attention to the villains in both story, because the villain in Frozen mm-hmm. is really, you think it's at first the small gentleman from Weaselton.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but then it turns out to be, spoiler alert,
the charming prince.
The charming prince,
yeah.
which is like, whoa, okay, it is a plot twist, and it. It did get me. I'm not
yeah.
gonna lie.
Yeah.
But the villain in Princess and the Frog, he is so cool. First
He's
of all,
rad.
He makes you like him while also being really afraid of him. Mm-hmm. Perfect villain. Perfect recipe for a villain. The magic, the voodoo. Here for it. Goodbye, Frozen.
Goodbye, Frozen.
We love you.
Yes, we love you. Love is an open door, but we are closing
oh,
this one.
Oh, love is an open door. Oh, that sounds so cute.
I could watch that firefly sing to the moon all night. And you know what? Maybe I will. I'm going to put that on loop on YouTube. Princess and the Frog, you're going on Frozen. Everybody loves you, but you just got edged out here. Next up, I think this is going to be an easy one, but not without a heavy heart. We got Aladdin versus 101 Dalmatians.
I think you know what I'm going to say.
She's going to vote for Aladdin. Yeah. It's fine. I'm going to vote for 101 Dalmatians because I still feel I guess I don't love Aladdin that much.
Oh, that's weird.
I thought I did, but as I go through this bracket, I'm finding more and more that there are other films I'd prefer to see. So I'm going to vote 101 Dalmatians. I think it's so charming. So charming. And I'm a dog person. I love it. I love the, what's it called? The twilight bark. The twilight bark. And they all bark at night. And it's a chain of messages.
Oh.
So good.
I don't remember because I remember a lot more of Aladdin.
Aladdin's the best. 101 Dalmatians. Yeah. Beautiful movie.
Sure.
Just a little slow by modern standards. Not,
yeah. Aladdin just has more and is better. I'm sticking by that. That's what I'm saying. And that's what I believe. And that's how I feel.
All right. And, tiebreaker goes to Aladdin, but I get the feeling that it won't go all the way with this attitude from Kelsey. Next up, we have the battle of the sweet versus the sad. It is Winnie the Pooh versus Coco. Very different vibes, very different movies.
Man. I'm going to vote for Winnie the Pooh.
I am okay with that.
It's quintessential.
I think that Winnie the Pooh is, yeah, I think it's quintessential is a good word for it. I think that that's part of what children watch and should watch. I think Coco is excellent. I think Coco, and like we said before, I really love a film that is, or a story of any kind that is a gateway to have conversations that might be hard. And I think that Coco is a really special piece for that.
But the insight into the culture, again, so cool, so fun.
I just,
so important.
Mm-hmm. But I think Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I still laugh when I think about Pooh being stuck in Rabbit's Hole, and I still sing Heffalumps and Woozles all the time just to myself for no reason. Anyway, Winnie the Pooh takes it. Coco, you're great, but Pooh, you dress like a bumblebee and you're floating into the next round.
Nice.
Here we go. With some, we got the Lion's Roar versus the chicken and boat. It's
Moana.
Lion King versus Moana.
Oh, the chicken and the boat. I'm a Moana fan. Mm-hmm. An F-A-N. Moana. Here for it. I'm voting Moana. I know you're shocked.
I guess this is kind of like highlighting some of the just like loyalties I have. I don't know. Yeah. I feel like the Lion King.
It's the new school and the old school.
Yeah. I can't imagine anything that is like,
I know,
more Disney and
I'm going to, even though I really want it to be Moana, I know it's not the right choice. I understand.
Thank you.
I'm going to go with the Lion King. But I really love Moana. And I think that I think they need to make another one. Disney, you know. Mm-hmm. Please.
I'm sure they're on it.
Please.
I believe
that. Because I would like to see more.
Yeah, I agree. I think Moana is excellent. And I think that I would love to see more of it. I would love to see, I would love to watch it again and again. But The Lion King for me is just one of the, I don't know, it's just such a big movie. It has so many things in it. It has so many hyenas and just really excellent music. I can't pick anything but The Lion King.
Lion King, you're growing up. You're turning into a beautiful lion.
We just can't wait for you to be king.
Moana, Hakuna Matata. And that completes the Sweet 16. It was tough. We saw a lot of loved ones go. And now, here it is. The Great Eight. Last eight. It's going to get real tough. Okay. After this, it's four. And then the final two. But let's just let's narrow these down. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Next up. This is going to be a tough one. Pocahontas versus The Little Mermaid.
Oh, no.
For me, it's Pocahontas. And I'm 100% sure. And I will not be swayed.
I can't. I don't. The Little Mermaid. I love The Little Mermaid.
Listen with your heart. You will understand. Grandmother Willow.
I know who it is.
Well, Kelsey sounds sure. Amanda's on the fence. And let me check.
I'm not on the fence. I just have sadness about it. I know which side of the fence I am on. And it is the side of the fence that includes Ursula and Prince Eric and beautiful Ariel's red hair, which I was very jealous of as a child. But I do not have red hair. But I love her. I love Flounder. I love Sebastian. I
I love the shell necklace that they all wear. I love
Pocahontas
the Little Mermaid.
Wears an arrowhead, so.
Good for her. I don't know that I can be swayed from the Little Mermaid. I don't know that I am right, but I know in my heart that this is my opinion.
Well, Kelsey's pointing at herself, trying to sway the judge.
Listen.
I'm going to say I have always wanted that raccoon best friend. So
and
it hurts
bird.
Me so much to say that Pocahontas ain't it. Sorry, I got to give it to Little Mermaid.
You're wrong.
Pocahontas is good.
That's right.
It's not great. It's got to go to Little Mermaid. Looks like Little Mermaid is going to swim on into the quarterfinals. And Pocahontas, sorry, but you're going to have to go paint with all the colors of the wind.
Elsewhere.
But you can't do it here. Next up, we have the battle of two song powerhouses, Beauty and the Beast versus Hercules.
Okay. This is challenging for me. This is challenging for me. I don't know what to do.
I think that it's getting challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
If you said to me, hey, do you want to watch Hercules or do you want to watch Beauty and the Beast? Probably 65% of the time I'm going to choose Hercules. But my vote is going to go with Beauty and the Beast.
Wow, I'm surprised. Didn't you want to not have Beauty and the Beast last time? Oh, because you wanted Tangled.
Because I wanted Tangled.
Gotcha.
It was a hard matchup for me because Tangled would have beat Hercules for me as well. Sometimes the matchups are hard.
Mm-hmm. I think I guess I feel like I love the music in Hercules very much. Of the two movies, like I've definitely watched Beauty and the Beast more and would mm-hmm. choose to watch it more.
Yeah.
I think that the female lead is more compelling. I think that I guess I love Belle. I love the bookwormness of her. I think Beauty and the Beast is it for me, but I do love the music in Hercules. So I just want to.
That's great.
That.
Beauty and the Beast moves on. Hercules, hey, your ancient history.
I think Hercules should go on the heart list.
Okay.
Okay.
Next up, we have two adventure tales. God, it's going to be a heartbreaker. Aladdin versus Princess and the Frog.
It's Princess and the Frog for me.
I'm experiencing conflict again. I don't know that I can choose Princess and the Frog for this one, but that's not because I don't want to. I guess I feel like Aladdin, it's the genie. I don't know. Mm. It's the genie. I don't even really like Aladdin as like a guy.
I will throw out there though, and Dan could attest to this if he was here. Aladdin has two sequels, and as a trilogy, I actually really do enjoy the trilogy because the songs in the second movie are on par with the songs in the first, which is so rare for a sequel.
So rare, yeah.
So I'm gonna give you a little bit of credit. I still choose Prince of the Frog.
I am okay with the Princess and the Frog taking this one. Although if I were deciding by myself, I'd probably choose Aladdin. But like, also, I'm okay.
Well, you know, let's let Brock Rackett weigh in.
Yeah.
All right, those are both great, but it's going to have to be... Please give me a drum roll, Amanda. Aladdin!
Hooray!
Sorry, Princess and the Frog. You're That's a wonderful okay. movie, but you're turning back into a princess, and you can't fit on this piece of paper anymore. We're going to move on.
You're no longer a frog. Goodbye.
This one, we got Battle of the Beasts. Pooh versus Lion King.
Oh, so cute.
You got Pooh versus Simba.
For me, it's
Tigger versus Timon.
Yeah, I get it. For me, it's...
Eeyore versus Pumbaa.
No, Piglet versus Pumbaa. Go with the alliteration.
Yeah, you dodo.
That means Eeyore's getting Rafiki.
No.
Keep going. Don't know my joke. Just keep going.
Well, none of it's working because I talked through it all.
Battle of the Beasts, we got Pooh versus Lion King. That's right, we're talking Simba versus Pooh Bear. It's Tigger versus Nala. It's Piglet versus Pumbaa.
I'm going to vote for Winnie the Pooh and all his friends in the forest. The Hundred Acre Wood.
I respect
deep in the Hundred Acre Wood.
It's the circle of life. Robin play. No, it's I can't.
First childhood day.
Nope. Good song. Good, lovely
a
rendering.
Donkey named no. Eeyore is his friend.
All right, I respect your choice, and I pick the Lion King.
Okay.
I Winnie the Pooh. I think of mostly as a television show too. And the Lion King is.
A fierce movie.
Yeah, and it's a classic. I
like The Lion King.
Yeah.
You know what? That logic works for me. I think, as Brock Rackets, who loves to talk brackets, I got to give it to Lion King. Winnie the Pooh, that gets my Miss Congeniality. But Lion King as more of a long movie. Winnie the Pooh, at the end of the day, it's a TV show strung together into a movie. They're all top-notch bits.
I think
the rainstorm. It's all great. But Lion King is a pure movie, beautiful start to finish.
I think that I would agree. I think the character of Winnie the Pooh is one of my favorites as the character and all the separate characters. Like, there's no character in The Lion King that I'm like, oh, I need this character
right.
to be my friend.
Yeah.
I'm more like, so I get it.
All right. Looks like Lion King's going on and Winnie the Pooh, TTFN, ta-ta for now. And this brings us to... the final four.
Dun, 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 dun.
Let's see. All right, let's get through these. They're going to be tough.
It's okay.
All right.
We can handle it.
Yeah.
Okay, then the first one is Little Mermaid versus Beauty and the Beast.
This is tough. You know, and this is going to sound bad. I don't have a strong opinion either way. I'd be fine with either of these films moving on. I think they're both great. Both beautiful, both great music, both great leads. I would probably... let Amanda choose.
I, as previously stated, I'm gonna pick the Little Mermaid every time.
Yeah.
It's just really a favorite. I really love that one.
Wow, I'm really surprised that that would beat up Beauty and the Beast for you. You're a notorious lover of Beauty and the Beast.
I just had a star turn as Mrs. Potts in the 10th grade at my high school. But if I'm being honest, I know that it's just really because, like, I loved The Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
All right. Just moving on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Little Mermaid, you're part of our world. Beauty and the Beast. I'm just sorry. The last petal's fallen off your rose.
Oh, that was nice.
Next up, we got The Desert versus, well... everything the light touches. It's Aladdin versus Lion King.
Oh, okay. For me, it's going to be Lion King. It's moving. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It's funny. Mm-hmm. I had kind of forgotten about towards the end when they do, Timon and Pumbaa do the dance to distract the hyenas.
Oh, yeah.
And they sing and they do the hula.
Yeah.
I did that dance for my 9th grade talent show.
Oh, perfect.
I bet it was great.
Yeah.
He was Pumbaa.
I played both parts and couldn't find a friend to do it with me.
And also when Zazu is singing Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen when he's in the bone cage and he can easily just walk out.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really cute.
Zazu, Aladdin, you're a bird. Great. Just fly away.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that for me, the story is richer in The Lion King. I think that there's also, like, important life lessons to be learned there.
And the soundtrack's, like, power.
Yes.
The orchestral.
It's bigger. Yeah. It's just a mm-hmm. huger story, kind
yeah.
of.
Oh, yeah.
And I just feel like, yeah. And I also think Hakuna Matata is a really...
what a wonderful phrase.
Yeah. It means no worries for the rest of your days. I think that that's a cool thing to hold on to.
Nothing. What's the matter with you?
I think that's a thing to hold on to. I think that's a good lesson to learn. And I think that this movie is just chock full of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It's Lion King.
It's Lion King.
We're pretty confident.
Yes.
Aladdin, you were probably my favorite. I can't say they're wrong to send you packing. But, you know, just know that when you're up there looking up over Agrabah and you see that moon, I'm looking at that same moon, bud. Looking at that same moon. Aladdin, I loved you. But, you know, sometimes you got to go. Yeah. Next up, the final two. The toughest choice you maybe ever had to make in your whole lives.
Definitely.
Little Mermaid or Lion King, your top Disney movie.
Lion King.
Yeah. I agree, and I can't quite name why, but I also
agree. It's because we just can't wait to be king.
Yes. I agree. I mean, yeah. Yep.
Little Mermaid is great and everything else. I think Little Mermaid doesn't quite have the universal appeal of a Lion King. Lion King has something for like every little kid, I think.
And you know what we haven't talked enough about with the Lion King is Scar and the Band of Hyenas.
Yeah.
And his song.
Oh, Be Prepared is a rip-roaring song. Be Prepared.
What even is it? Mm-hmm. Oh my God, it's so good. Mm-hmm. It's so good. Yeah. I feel pretty happy with our final choice, actually.
I think so too. I will say that I wonder... if some of our younger listeners would disagree, I do think that some of this has to do with our
certainly
when
again,
we came of age.
This is all stuff. I mean, the winners tended to be things that I noticed that we grew up on when we were kids.
Yeah.
Some made it a little further. Like Princess and the Frog was a little newer, and really, that's it. But
so just this, there's like an asterisk. But right. For us, our winner is The Lion King.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what? We have friends with kids, and like, it's still a lot of kids' favorite mm-hmm. movie.
Well, and they redid it.
Yeah. I have a Lion King lamp in my home.
What's it shaped like?
It is shaped like Mufasa with a little Simba. And then the lampshade has, it glows in the dark and it has Simba looking into the stars to see Mufasa in the stars. I've had it since I was a child.
Lion King was the first movie I remember seeing in the theater. I may have seen mm-hmm. something before that, but it's the first one I remember. And I remember being overwhelmed by the music. It was mm-hmm. so not just actually by the volume of the music, mm-hmm. I think, because experiencing a theater for the first time, but the emotion that came with the music mm-hmm. as a kid not expecting what that would feel like. And I remember like being very like awestruck by the whole experience.
Yes. Yeah. And I think that is what it is with The Lion King. It's not that the story is really necessarily universal, I think, or more so than The Little Mermaid. I think both of them are, you know, they're coming of age stories. They're coming into your own, coming into your power. But I do think that there's just a vastness to The Lion King. There's just a bigness to it. And I think that has a different feeling, and it's just it's our winner. That is, the Lion King is the king.
The Lion King is being crowned our winner.
Yes.
Yes. Little Mermaid, King Triton grounded you. Sorry, you can't be the winner today.
But you're runner up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we do have one more award to give.
That's true.
Oh.
So let's make
So
let's make it happen.
Mm-hmm. The short list that we made for our heart list movies.
Miss Congeniality. Let's just keep it fresh.
Miss Congeniality was Winnie the Pooh, Hercules, The Goofy Movie, and The Rescuers.
Okay. I think for the same reason Winnie the Pooh didn't win its bracket, it's going to lose the heart award for me because it's more about the character. Mm-hmm. Even though he really is one of my favorite characters, mm-hmm. I'm going to remove him from my list if I think that he could go.
Okay. I agree. For me, it comes down to The Goofy Movie and The Rescuers. I think that The Goofy Movie... is a surprisingly, it tells a surprisingly deep story of a father and a son, and the music is excellent. And then I think The Rescuers has just some really like heartfelt little moments in it, and also really memorable visuals.
And the characters are really cool.
Yeah.
I would agree. I think those two, and I love Hercules.
Sure.
I love Hercules, but as much as I love The Rescuers and as big of a part it was in our childhood, mm-hmm. I think I'm going to agree that The Goofy Movie just has a little something extra.
It was so much better than the sum of its parts. Like when Disney makes these kind of one-off character movies, mm-hmm. like people like DuckTales and stuff, but they've done 100 like Donald Duck or Mickey or whatever movies that just didn't stick. And for whatever reason, they decided to go so hard on this Goofy movie. And it's like way better than anybody expected or than it has any right to be. And it's like, it kind of targets a slightly older age than the other movies maybe. And it's like, it's just something no other Disney movie tries to do. It's like a really kind of a gem.
So yeah. we have our heart award.
Yeah, we have our heart award. So it's the Goofy movie.
All right. So I'm Brock Rackets. I love to talk brackets, and we just talked to Bracket. How do you guys think? You happy with your winner?
Yeah,
I am. Yes. That was more emotionally trying than I understood that it would be.
Yeah, it was a really, really challenging exercise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we can do something a little easier next time.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Brock Rackets does. He talks brackets, and talking brackets, you know, it ain't easy. If it was, everybody would do it. So we got Lion King, your top movie. We got the Goofy movie as Miss Congeniality / the Heart Award. It's Miss Congeniality. And now I think that's all we have for today. Check our Instagram or storiespodcast.com or patreon.com/stories, and we'll have a copy of this bracket out. It's a fun activity to do with your family, your friends, just kind of get you talking and get those opinions flowing.
Yeah. And if there are any movies on this list that you haven't seen, this is also a great to-do list of movie watching.
And we would love to hear the movies that you think should have made the list.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely send us your brackets too.
Mm-hmm. All right, that was fun. We'll see you next time. I'm Amanda Weldon.
And Kelsey Lee.
And I'm Brock Rackets, and this has been Talking Brackets.
And also, it's been Stories Pod Chats. Thanks for listening.
If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and more at patreon.com/stories, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, commission a special video on Cameo, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening. Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.